Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution, and we're going to be talking about the United States Constitution. Now, to a lot of people, that's sort of, well, old hat, you know, Constitution. We don't pay much attention to it anymore, and that's absolutely right, and that's one reason we're in so much trouble. We have certainly 435 congressmen, 100 senators have sworn to uphold the Constitution. Most don't even know what's in it. And they certainly don't believe in it, even though they've sworn an oath to uphold it. They don't teach our Constitution in our schools or in our colleges or in our law schools. In fact, most lawyers have never read the United States Constitution, and yet they're all sworn to uphold it. And most judges do not understand our Constitution, and they don't understand that the whole idea was to limit the power of the government over the lives of the people so they could be free. Now, we did a program with David this afternoon, and some gentleman called in very, very concerned about homosexuality and how it certainly violated the moral foundation of our society and how we should really pass a federal law to limit the homosexuality. And I certainly don't favor homosexuality anyway, but the last thing I want is a federal law on homosexuality. Why? Because the purpose of our Constitution was to limit the power of government. And if you read the 45th of the Federalist Papers, James Madison will tell you that the power of the central government is limited and defined. And the power of the state and local government is unlimited and ill-defined, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property will be taken care of at the state and the local level. Let me repeat that, because it is seminal to understand everything going on today. The power of the federal government is limited and defined. The power of the state government is unlimited and ill-defined, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property are to be dealt with at the state and local level. That is the very essence of what America is about. And if you don't like homosexuality and you want to pass a law or try to at the state level, that is your right. But don't try to get the federal government involved in telling people what they should do or whether two homosexuals should live together, whether they want to call themselves being married. That is not a matter for the federal government to become involved in. And there's so many good people out there who see a problem and they want to pass a federal law. And that's why we're in the mess we are today. And with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, you take over the story.
Problems is that one of the biggest problems is that most people look to the federal government to solve their problems, and that's not the place. The place, as you say, is the state government for most issues. And there was an important reason why our founders wisely did that. They recognized that the federal government, if it has all power concentrated in itself, can easily become tyrannical because it has no, it offers the citizens no options. Whereas state government, if you really don't like the state government and if you are unable to change it, you can always move. You can pick up your family and cross the state line to another place. And Americans are famous for moving every 4 years on average. So people have the option to go somewhere that's going to be better protective of their God-given rights. So they set up a system where they intended that the states would essentially be in competition with each other for citizens. And if the state wanted to do well and to have many businesses and prosper.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
What the federal government could do, because the United States senators were not elected by the people. Certainly, basically, democracy always leads to mobocracy. The whole idea is, we want to elect our senators so they'll do what we want. No, ladies and gentlemen, you elect the senators so they will do what the people are giving them the big bucks want done. Most of our senators are being funded by people of great wealth, and they serve not the people. But, you see, originally, the way our founders designed this system to work was the fact that the senators were not elected by the people and could not be bought by the banks and the corporations and people of great wealth and the labor unions. The senators were elected by the state legislatures, and they represented then the state legislatures, and certainly they would not be voting for all these spending bills because, of course, the money for federal activity came from the states. They didn't have an income tax. And when, of course, the United States Senate voted, we're going to have this big expenditure. We're going to give $500 billion to Cylindroid. This is an example, you know, because they got friends that work in the Energy Department. They were already bankrupt before they got the $500 million or billion dollars from the federal government. But basically, if the Senate had voted for that under the old system, he would have lost his job. The state legislature would simply have fired him, why did you give money to these people, you know, that we've got to come up with? But the way it is now, of course, why, of course, the senators are not answerable to the state legislature. They're not answerable to the people who elect them. They're answerable to the people who give them the money and who fund them. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you get to be a senator or congressman, you get a pension for life, you get health care for life. They look after you. It's a wonderful job. Right now, of course, Congress has about a 14% approval rating. I think that's a gross exaggeration. I don't think that they deserve 14%. Somebody sent me a picture of a gun recently, and it said it was a new gun designed, really, of course, it was a congressional pistol, and it looked just like a regular pistol. But the caption was, first of all, it doesn't work, and you can't fire it. And, of course, that, I think, is a pretty good description of our Congress. They don't work, and you can't fire them. Go ahead.
And the important principle there was that very little was expected of the federal government. It was mostly to deal with external issues like peace treaties or having to go to war against another country or dealing with trade agreements with other countries. Those sort of external issues were all the federal government was expected to do. All the internal issues of the country, in times of peace, particularly, Madison said, in times of war, yeah, the federal government would be important because it's conducting that war. But in times of peace, federal government would be virtually invisible to the average citizen. In fact, it was the well-known Frenchman, as he came through and ultimately wrote his book, Democracy in America, de Tocqueville said, and he asked Americans, where's your government? You know, he didn't find any big government buildings. He didn't find any intrusive inspectors in every part, what he was used to in France. He didn't find here in America at all. And he was very puzzled. It's like, you guys don't seem to have a government at all. And they said, oh, yeah, we have a government, but it doesn't intrude upon our lives. It's very small and usually very distant from we, the people. And we like it that way. That's good. It's for our freedom.
And, of course, Congress only met a few months out of the year instead of being in session all year long. In fact, in some states today, why, of course, the legislature only meets every other year, and that's a much more efficient and effective legislature than one that's in constant session like we have here in California, always voting in all sorts of nonsensical things. They have to repeal later on because they either don't have the money or they're counterproductive, but go right ahead.
Yes, and so it's wise to have a small and unobtrusive form of government, both on the federal and the state level. Well, one of the questions that occurred in the debate and resulted in the Great Compromise, the compromise proposed by Roger Sherman, was to have two houses rather than one, and partly this is parallel to the English system, the House of Commons, the House of Lords, but more importantly, it provided that check we've just been describing from the state government. And also it required a bill would pass through both houses before it becomes law, which means hothead sort of legislation that was just flying off the cuff would be cooled down by the other house, where there might be additional time for reflection. And even if there's a slight disagreement between the two bills, then they have to be reconciled by a committee and so on. And the senators generally were chosen for six-year terms, that is, if they didn't do that which would cause them to be recalled by the state legislature, they would serve for 6 years before they were reelected. So that contrasts with the House, where it's a two-year term. Every 2 years, they're up for election. All of this meant there was a system of checks and balances even within the legislative branch itself. And it was designed such that there could be the possibility that the legislature might thwart the will of the majority of the people. And the framers thought that sometimes it should do so because they rightly distrusted popular majorities. They crafted a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And oftentimes our founders were found calling a democracy a mobocracy, where 51% of the people basically could take away your rights because they're the ones that determine what law is. And they said, no, that's not our form of government. We are a republic where everyone is under the law and you have God-given rights protected, even as a minority, that the majority cannot take away from you. Well, when we move from Section 1 of the first article to section 2 through 6. These provide for the composition of the House and the composition of the Senate. It establishes the authority of each House to determine its own procedures and its own forms of discipline. For example, when we speak about impeachment, impeachment is only those from the other two branches of government. Those in the executive branch can be impeached, those in the judicial branch. But in the legislative branch, they cannot be impeached. Each House would determine its set of rules for removing and disciplining certain members if they violate those rules. So there was one attempt at one time to impeach a senator, and the answer came back, said, no, that is not possible. The Senate itself has to do an act of discipline and removal if the Senate considers that the appropriate discipline according to its rules. Another aspect of this is in Section 6 of Article 1. It ensures that congressmen shall be free to discuss all matters, and it protects them from being sued for what they say on the floor of Congress. And the reason for this is it preserves the separation between the judicial branch and the legislative branch, where if a congressman in debating some issue on the floor of Congress could be dragged into court and have the judges determine either his penalty, fine, or what have you, for the words he spoke on the floor of the House, it would mean that actually the judiciary would be determining the type and the extent of the debate in the legislative branch. This would be a violation of the separation of powers between the three branches. So they said no congressman can be sued for what they say on the floor of Congress. Another aspect of Section 6 is that the separation of powers means that no congressman may simultaneously hold another federal office. So, for example, if he held a judgeship, well, he might make decisions as a legislator that might favor his position over there in the judicial branch. Obviously, all human beings are fallen, and they're going to tend to do things which are favorable to themselves and benefit themselves or their cronies. That's not a wise system, and therefore no congressman can hold another federal office while serving in the Congress. Now, when we come to Section 7 of Article 1, it deals with the details of the legislative process, and that, first of all, revenue bills will always originate in the House because those are closest to the people, and then they must pass through the Senate. The Senate must concur on those bills. Dr. Stan, you mentioned earlier that one of the beauties of that system was that the states were going to be raising that revenue often from their own people. The tax collecting system was determined by the state legislature, and the state legislature had to look at the items that was being considered in the revenue bill and say, am I willing to go into my constituents' back pocket, take their wallet out, take money out of their wallet to go for that specific purpose? And if the answer was no, I don't think that's going to be good for my own political career, that piece of the revenue bill would not pass because it would be stopped in the Senate. Well, a very wise system, knowing that the tax-collecting powers of government are extremely dangerous and destructive and better be kept at the lowest possible level where the people can keep an eye on them and hold them accountable, which, quite obviously, you cannot do at the federal level. The IRS is a completely out of control organization that does whatever it pleases is a violation of the Constitution, and we, the people on our level, have no ability to possibly control them or bring them into constitutional compliance. No way. But if it was at the state level that all taxing power was to be held, then we would have power, very direct power, by voting out our state legislators when they did not do what we felt was a just and a right tax system. So the legislation always would start in Congress, and the president could suggest ideas but could never initiate any legislation. I think in some senses that Congress is too much today taking its lead from things like the State of the Union address or from the agenda that the president sets out for them. That was never the design our Constitution envisions.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. David, you're right ahead.
Well, thank you. I think that Congress today is far too compliant to what the president wishes, and that's not the order it should be in. The legislative branch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Got it changed. In Virginia, it was illegal for a church to incorporate. That was part of their statutory law.
And, of course, the reason that, of course, the objected, or at least people, knowledgeable people, objected to incorporation is when you incorporate a church, why then, of course, the leader of church is government. And, of course, this should never be the case. The leader of the church should always be our Lord Jesus Christ. So, basically, of course, many of the churches wanted to be incorporated. Always this effort to incorporate churches, and actually is during the time of James Madison, why they actually passed legislation that both the House and the Senate to allow churches to incorporate, and James Madison vetoed the legislation and wrote back and said, don't you realize what you're doing? When you incorporate, you put government in charge of churches rather than our Jesus Christ. Go right ahead, David.
So when the president sends that bill back to the Congress, now Congress, we know, has the power to override that veto, which is a supermajority. That's two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate both have to vote to override the veto. So often you hear the debates about, well, is this bill veto-proof? That is, do we have enough votes in the House and the Senate, two-thirds, so that if the president did veto it, it could come back here and the vote be taken to override that veto. Now, when we step from Section 7 of Article 1 to Section 8 of Article 1, here we have the most important part of the Constitution, because here are the limits. Here's the vice grip that says this is how far the federal government can go. These are the areas, only 18 areas listed here in Article 1, Section 8.
And that is pivotal to understanding our Constitution. The power of the or the beauty of our Constitution was you limited what Congress could do to these 18 items. It could not do anything else. And that was the strength of our system of government. It was a limited government so men could be free. Of course, the tyrants want the federal government to be able to do everything. They want them to be able to tax the rich. And right now, 49% of our people do not pay any federal income tax. So, but yet they're able to vote for the politicians who want to tax the rich. And who, being poor, would not want to tax the rich so you get more? The trouble is, of course, when you tax the rich, why then the income of the government goes down, as they found over in England recently, where they raised the tax rate to over 50% on the wealthy people. And what happened? Instead of the federal government getting more money in England, now they're getting far less. Because, of course, then the rich people just don't work. Don't they sell their bonds, or they don't incorporate, and then the income falls. So there's always the law of unintended consequences. Go right ahead, David.
Yes, and when the powers that are granted are limited sufficiently, then you have liberty. But if the powers granted are expanded, then everybody becomes a slave, ultimately, of the central government. So they very carefully crafted these, and they said that the Congress could tax and spend for three things alone: payment of debt, and this might just, you might think that's not that significant, and yet in that day it was, because most new governments, and this was a new government, you see, the 13 colonies had become 13 states under the Articles of Confederation, and they were all one by one seceding from the government of the Articles of Confederation to this new government under the U.S. Constitution. So when that took place, most countries, and much of the history of Europe, the new government would just repudiate the debt, say, we're not going to pay that. We didn't enter into that debt. We have nothing to do with that debt. You're holding that note. That's a worthless piece of paper. Just put it in the shredder. But they didn't do that, and this was very unusual, and actually gained our country a great deal of respect in Europe, particularly in England, because there were many Englishmen who held some of those notes of indebtedness, and they would want to be repaid. So they recognized that as a Christian country, they were following Christian values, which meant when you make a promise to do something, when you enter a debt, you pay off the debt, even if it's painful to do so. And it was early in our republic very costly and painful to pay off the war debts that had been accumulated because of the war for independence. So they could tax and spend for the payment of debt. They could tax and spend for the common defense, that is, defense of the borders of the country, the defense of all of those within those boundaries is what the common defense was focused on.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with David Whitney. When we get back, if you have a question or comment, we'll take your calls and we'll take your questions. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Go ahead to get his. They've got a new name for the organization, so you'll have to get that. I want to get his telephone number and website out. And I want you to learn how you can get a kit so you, out there in the listening audience, can begin to teach the Constitution. If there's any hope for the survival of America, it's that you learn how about our Constitution. You learn why it was written as it is. You learn that it is the law of our land. And you realize that the subversive element in Washington, D.C. hates the Constitution. These people are subversives. They're treasonous. They're constantly committing acts of treason. They are using the military and financial power of the United States to control the world. Why do you think we have troops in 130 nations? Why do we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world? It said that, of course, that 43% of all the money that is spent throughout the entire world for the military is spent by the United States government, and I really believe it's probably half. They tell us that the military budget's about $600 to $700 billion, but the real budget is well over $1 trillion a year if you take into account the Veterans Administration and the other expenses that we accrue, and certainly our foreign exploits. Basically, why do we have over 550,000 men over in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? why is Israel releasing 1,027 terrorists, over 400 of them murderers or multiple murderers, to get back one Israeli soldier. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all fraudulent, basically. Of course, the war, certainly with Iraq, was fraudulent. George Bush and General Colin Powell lied to the American people to get us into that war. And a million people died. And where is the call for war crimes investigation? I mean, how could you say there were weapons of mass destruction when there were none? They lied to the American people. And nobody ever holds our leaders guilty of lying. We, of course, are the people who control America, are using the military and financial power of the United States to control the world to bring about a one-world government. When you understand that, that's what it's all about. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Pastor Whitney, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, get a kit, and begin teaching the Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we're very excited. We've just rolled out a brand new host kit, refilmed each of the lectures, added additional supplemental materials to read as well as to view. Just a very updated, and I'm very excited about this new host kit that in 12 weeks gives people a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, gives you as a host everything you need to conduct a class, the test questions and the answers, and tips on how to put the class together. And we are just very excited about this new host kit. And people can get a hold of it either by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or go to our website, and as you said, we've renamed our website. We call it TheAmericanView.com, because the American view is that there is a God, the God of the Bible, creator of all things. Our rights come from Him, secondly, and thirdly, the sole purpose of government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. That's the American view. So we've called ourselves TheAmericanView.com. There's a button right there on the front page. Just click that to go to the host kit, order a host kit, and begin making a difference in your community by teaching those, using the video lectures, teaching those in your community what our founders' view of law and government was. We're very excited, Dr. Stan, because there's people all over the country today taking this course and informing their fellow citizens and multiplying themselves as they graduate a class, as they go out around the country at various graduations. And I see the people who are graduating are eager to get a host kit themselves. Now that they've taken the course, they want to go on and spread that to their circle of friends. And another exciting development for us at Institute is that on March 5th, we're rolling out our online course for the U.S. Constitution, enabling people to take it by Internet, watch the videos for each lecture, and download the student notes and the handouts and the supplemental readings, as well as the test questions, and take the test online. And all the materials they need are right there in the online course. And so check our website out, theamericanview.com, because in the next few days there will be information about how you can sign up and take the course online. But we always encourage people, even if they're taking an online course, eventually get a host kit, because you need to gather a group of citizens together. There's a synergy that takes place. It's the interaction between people as they talk about what they read in the newspaper today and what they're learning in class. So it's a kind of dynamic. People begin to work together, and sometimes you find that partnerships are formed that are going to make a big impact. Go down to the state legislature, testify on various bills, or get involved in what's happening with the county council. So things happen in a group setting that are very helpful. So we wouldn't want the online course to completely replace the live classes conducted, but I think it'll be a great, great help to get the word out to a much, much wider audience. So website is theamericanview.com. Toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. 1-866-730-9796.
One more time, the telephone number.
That's 1-866-730-9796.
And ladies and gentlemen, all across America, now we've been at this, what, is it 9 or 10 years now,
yeah.
David?
Mm-hmm. 10 years.
10 years, and we've been working with Michael Prudkin and David for 10 years. And people, for the first time now, in large numbers, are getting in these courses, and they're taking the courses, and then they're getting the courses to other people, and more people are learning about the Constitution. Congressman Ron Paul is talking about the importance of the Constitution. I suddenly was called maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to for jury duty, and the judge was actually talking about the importance of the Tea Party movement and the return to the interest in the Constitution. Contrary to the people who control the media, who control our reality, there's a growing interest in our Constitution, but you need to understand it and be able to explain why the Constitution was drawn up, why liberty and limited government are synonymous, and why tyranny and total government are synonymous. And there really are people who want a dictatorship here, a subversive element that works through the Brotherhood of Darkness intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Pastor David Whitney, otherwise, David, why don't you just go ahead with the description of Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution. Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution is the most important part of the Constitution because it tells you what Congress can do, and this is all that it can do. Most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. today is treasonous and treachery and a violation of the restrictions that the laid out in the Constitution that our duly elected representatives have sworn to uphold and seldom do. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, that's right. Well, the revolution that took place on the Supreme Court between 1936 and 1937. 1936, they got it right. General welfare, the government cannot tax and spend for specific welfare of any individual's reasons, socioeconomic groups, or so on. Very next year, Stewart Machine Company v. Davis, this case, 1937, this and subsequent decisions held that Congress may tax some groups and subsidize other groups because the subsidized groups will spend more and thus will stimulate the general welfare. This is their reasoning. And thus, by this decision, they essentially said that there is no difference any longer between general welfare and specific welfare. Virtually, you could say they erased the word general in the restrictions of Article 1, Section 8. But consider it. What if David Whitney went to Congress tomorrow and appealed for his favorite charity to receive $100 million, the David Whitney Charity Fund? That they'd give me $100 million every year for the rest of my life that I could do whatever I choose with. So, you know, I could stimulate the economy by buying a bunch of houses, and I could stimulate the auto industry by buying a fleet of cars, and how about the aerospace industry, buy a bunch of planes, and real estate, on and on it goes. That's not what the general welfare is about. When you put it in those terms, you say, oh, yeah, obviously. But, oh, yeah, they'll fudge on that when they say, well, you know, we had this disastrous Hurricane Katrina, and we got the federal government has to come and help those people, and those people down there are crying, where's the government? Where, you know, we really need to go help them. Well, says who? The U.S. Constitution does not permit the specific welfare of the victims of Katrina to have any federal dollars, any tax dollars from the federal government directed to them. Now, the state government could do something different. Even individual state governments might want to do something. They can do that according to their constitution. But according to our federal constitution, the way it's written, the federal government may not tax and spend to subsidize any one group in any region of the country. And even if by doing so they're going to, well, stimulate the general welfare, that is not a permissible action. And yet, since 1937, the government has been doing it all over the place because they had a Supreme Court that said, well, this is what the law now says, when the irony is the very year before they said it said the opposite thing. Hey, so which is it? Was it the 1936 version or the 1937 version?
Well, I heard them questioning Congressman Ron Paul in Sydney. I think Pierce, whatever his name is, Sydney questioning Ron Paul. Aren't you concerned about the poor? I mean, when we've got people out there who are poor, and we've got poor children and suffering children, I mean, why don't you want to help them? Shouldn't they be helped? And Congressman Ron Paul rightfully said, yes, why they should be helped, but that is not the function of the federal government. That is the function of the state and of the local government. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to be providing for the poor. Sydney, I'm not in the least bit against helping the poor. I just do not believe that is the function of the federal government. And, of course, they're making him look like a villain because he doesn't want to help the poor. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that once, of course, you can justify the federal government, helping the poor. Why then, of course, what about the poor corporations? What about Solyndra? What about General Motors? What about Chrysler? What about AIG? We gave them $185 billion so they could funnel billions of dollars to Goldman Sachs and to JP Morgan Chase. All worthy purposes, of course, after all, to get our economy working again. We've got to get back to our constitutional limitations. And we have to stick with what the Constitution says. And there is no provision in our federal Constitution that allows for the federal government to provide for the poor or the orphans or the widowed. That is the function of the state and the local government. And the power of the central government is to be limited and defined. The power of the state government is to be unlimited and ill-defined. And matters having to do with life, liberty, and property are to be handled at the state level. Yes, and taking care of the poor and the destitute and the starving children is a function of the local government and should never be a function of the federal government. Go right ahead, Pastor.
So, thank you. And so that's the three things for which Congress can tax and spend. Only those three things. So that's a pretty limited list if you understand them as they express them. Now, the next item on the list of 18 is they are given power to borrow money on the credit of the United States. This is a very dangerous power. We see how dangerous it is today where they're borrowing 6 points, who knows how many trillion, and we're in debt, some estimate well over 100 trillion, an unimaginably large number. Well, the power to borrow money needs to be held in very close check. And again, this was the wise design of having a Senate that was answerable to the state legislators. And, states are in a different situation. They have to balance their budgets because they just can't print money. But now with the Federal Reserve and that crooked system, the federal government just prints more money when it wants to. So it could reduce the value of everybody's holdings, reduce the value of the money in everybody's pocket at the reverse taxation that they're doing. But the power to borrow money is extremely dangerous, and we've allowed our federal government to borrow not just our generation or the next generation, but as far as the eye can see, future generations are now debt slaves because of the abuse of this power to borrow money. So the point I'm making is, in spite of the fact that the Constitution is a limiting document, even the powers that are given to the federal government by our Constitution can be very dangerous, can be abused and misused, and therefore we need to have eagle eyes and watch their every move and jump upon them when they attempt to get outside the bounds. The government should never be borrowing money. In fact, our system worked so well for the first 100 plus years that rarely did our government have to borrow money. It was only in times of war of 1812, they had to borrow money. The war to prevent Southern independence, a great amount of money was borrowed, so on. But it was only in times of war. In fact, before 1913, when the Federal Reserve was instituted and all that, there was a surplus in the Federal Treasury. And the interesting thing that took place, because they recognized they have no power to hold a surplus in the Federal Treasury, they return proportionally that money to each of the several states in the union. Amazing. The federal government had so much extra money, they were giving money back to the states because they knew it was illegitimate for them to hold that kind of surplus in reserves. And so there was a different day when the federal government was kept well in check, and its ability to borrow money was there, but it was only used very sparingly, only used when it was absolutely necessary, which was normally only in times of war. That's number two on the list of 18. Number three is to regulate commerce with foreign nations, with Indian tribes, and among the several states.
All right, I'm going to have to interrupt you there, David. Our guest has been a pastor, David Winty, from the Institute of the Constitution. We're going through step by step what the Constitution says. Understand that the beauty of our Constitution was to limit the power of government so men could be free. Well, David, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Central government is to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, and of course the power of the state and local government would be unchecked except by the people. That is of course the most wonderful concept that we ever had, and that is why America was such a wonderful country. But of course that has changed. There is a conspiracy at the highest levels of our government to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., to use the financial and military power of the United States to dominate the rest of the world. And there's not one person in a thousand who really understands what's going on, which is why we do what we do 5 hours a day. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. If you haven't heard our talk on the World Revolution, where we interview Ambassador Earl Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba, when the United States government brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist, and Ambassador Smith will tell you, he was ordered to go to President Batista, who'd been democratically elected as president of Cuba, and tell him he would leave Cuba the following day. He would leave Cuba the following day, and of course I would turn the country over to Fidel Castro, and that's exactly what we did. And that, of course, is Fidel Castro came in, started murdering people. He murdered about 15,000 of them. A number of them he personally shot and executed with his own pistol. And that is why David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller and to speak before the Council on Foreign Relations meetings. He's the ideal dictator, but then we've installed dictators all throughout the world. In country after country, we have our troop station in 130 nations, and we dominate those nations. This is what people don't understand. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and get the syllabuses to go with that. You need to get my talk on the best enemies money could buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. Go again to how we financed communism, Soviet communism, how we financed the Nazis, not only before but during World War II. How we've created war after war after war, how we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. You need to get my talk on Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus that goes with that, because we go into how all of the wars have been artificially created. And of course, only by understanding that can you understand how they are creating the coming war with Iran. This is all fraudulent. All the information and propaganda you're getting today and all the atrocity stories about how terrible Iran is and how they're financing terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, we are financing terrorism. We actually gave $400 million to MEK and other terrorist organizations 4 years ago to topple the Iranian government. Go up on the internet, check it out. MEK is a terrorist organization. We fund them. We're funding terrorism all throughout the world. I mean, who do you think's funding Al-Qaeda? Funded it in Bosnia. Who funded Al-Qaeda in Chechnya and certainly in Sarajevo? Who actually funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and funded Al-Qaeda in Tunisia? And funded Al-Qaeda in Egypt, and is funding Al-Qaeda in Syria today? We are. And who is it who funded Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? We did. And you need to go to our website and get the documentation. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We've created the best enemy money could buy. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Otto, who's an attorney who is very, very concerned about the fact that we are bringing all sorts of people into the United States legally to take jobs from the American public. Now, we see all these statistics, and they keep telling us, oh, the labor market's getting better, and oh, my goodness, you know, they've opened up one new factory there in Flint, Michigan, where they're working a night shift with 170 jobs. Isn't that wonderful? And there's a place in Cincinnati where a few dozen people have got jobs. The labor market is looking better. Things are getting improving, and they're simply lying to us. Why do they tell us that the number of unemployed people is decreasing? But that's really only a half-truth, because they're the ones who determine who's unemployed. And basically, if you look at the real figures, and you can get those at John Williams' website, shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, you find out that the unemployment figure is dropping, and yet fewer and fewer people are working. Why is that? Well, because, first of all, when you are unemployed, why? Because once you drop off receiving unemployment insurance, you're no longer unemployed, even if you don't have a job. Secondly, millions of people have simply given up looking for jobs. They simply are hopeless. The real figures today, about 14 million people unemployed, 9 million people underemployed, in other words, taking two jobs, many times at minimum wage, and then about 6 million and a half million people who've just given up looking for work. You'll find these figures come from both Senator John Williams' website, Robert Samuelson. We have the articles where he goes into the background of this. They're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. The old adage, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Our best seen in the unemployment figures, in the inflation rate, and in the evaluation of our gross domestic product. And if you don't believe there's inflation, you haven't been to the grocery store recently. I was there with my wife a couple of days ago, and I almost had a heart attack. I've never seen such a dramatic increase in prices, because I haven't been to the grocery store for a long time. But I'm lucky I got out of there alive. It was so shocking. John Otto, thanks. James Otto, thanks very much for being with us. And tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're so concerned about all these people being brought into the United States to take the good-paying jobs of American citizens.
Well, good evening. Thanks for inviting me here. I'm a civil rights attorney. I've been practicing civil rights law for over two decades. I'm also a former Marine Corps officer, and I spent a lot of time serving my country and believing that, the American dream was alive and well. The American dream is that, if we work hard, if we go to school, if we are successful or at least talented, and we show up for work on time and we contribute to the job and we contribute to our community, then we'll advance and the future of our children will be insured. Well, you know what? That's not true anymore. Today, honest, hardworking, God-fearing Americans are being replaced because U.S. corporations want to import foreigners to take those jobs. And based on the statistics of the Department, the U.S. Department...
Hold that thought, James. We'll be back in just a moment. James, you go right ahead.
Okay, sure. based on the statistics of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, we know that the U.S. corporations have imported over 8.4 million brand new foreigners to come into this country and take 8.4 million jobs here in the United States. And how does the department know that? It's because that's the department. The Department of Homeland Security is charged with counting each body that enters into this country and documenting their authority, the reason why they're coming. And, you know, there's a line item specially set aside for foreign workers and trainees, because there are so many of them that, you know, they deserve their own little line item. But like I said, from 2007 to 2010, during our most recent severe depression, then we know that 8.4 million foreign workers were brought over to replace U.S. workers.
Now, these are legal workers. I think that it's important to stress these are not illegal immigrants. These are legal immigrants coming in. They're not American citizens. They're being specifically brought in to take good-paying jobs because they'll work for less. Is that correct?
That's correct. The immigrant themselves is legal, but the process, how they got authority to come in, is illegal. Keep in mind that these are the immigrants. The immigrant themselves does not make application for what is known as an employment preference visa. It's the U.S. employer who must decide that they do not want to hire an American worker, that they do want to import from overseas. And then the U.S. employer files an application called the labor condition application, first with the Secretary of Department of Labor, the Secretary of the Department of Labor. And in that application, the U.S. employer swears under oath to basically the three things. First, he swears that this importation of this foreigner is not going to adversely affect any U.S. worker. And that's an absolute lie, because the only reason they're being brought over is to displace U.S. workers. The second thing they swear is that these foreigners that are being imported will be paid exactly what their counterparts, their U.S. worker counterparts, are making. That's an absolute lie. These immigrants that come over make less than one-third, some as low as 20% of the Americans that they're replacing. And they don't pay taxes, okay? First, the U.S. Worker doesn't pay taxes, and then the U.S. employer escapes paying a lot of taxes.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James is talking about these people are actually being recruited in other countries to come to America to take the jobs which ordinarily would go to American citizens. Now, they're recruited by major corporations. The major corporations have to fill out a form that says that they've looked, they can't find anybody in America to do that job. No American is going to lose a job because this person is here, that the people coming in are going to be paid the normal salary that would go to an American worker, and none of this is true. It's simply a vehicle by which they are able to certainly outsource our jobs. Of course, we're offshoring our factories, we're sending our factories overseas. It's part of a major long-range plan is laid out in the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, you need to get the Earth Charter. Point 10A talks about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Now, how to get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Well, we send our manufacturing overseas. But another thing we can do is, of course, outsource our jobs. In other words, we go to other countries, we recruit workers there to come to America. We submit fraudulent applications. They come in legally. They take jobs which otherwise would go to American citizens. And we see a rising level of unemployed Americans who can't get jobs. But you're not going to see this discussed on 60 Minutes or certainly on 2020 or on Dateline or these other major sources of disinformation. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand there really is an agenda being certainly facilitated by people at the highest level of our government to transfer our wealth and our jobs and so they are manufacturing to other nations and to bring people here to displace American workers. James, you can write ahead. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for James, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. James, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo your thought that, you know, you're not going to hear about this in mainstream media because mainstream media is controlled by, you know, about six major corporations, and they all bring in imports. They all import these foreigners themselves. So, you know, plus their advertisers are major corporations importing foreigners. And, you know, it takes a lot of corporations to import 8.4 million foreigners to replace Americans. And we know they're replacing Americans because there's reports, you know, from all across the country, from Connecticut, where Pfizer laid off several hundred Americans, from Florida, where Nielsen Corporation laid off several hundred Americans, and they both replaced them with foreigners. As we speak, in Atlanta, Georgia, Xerox is firing 2,500 Americans, replacing them with exclusively with Indians, imported just to replace the Americans. We know that Cisco is planning on firing 5,000 U.S. workers and replacing them with foreigners. So, you know, this is a widespread event that is not being reported in mainstream media, but can be found in government documents, okay? Because, like I said, it's the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that keeps track of every person that is admitted into this country and why. Further, you have the Government Accounting Office, who's done investigations into this situation, and their latest report was issued January of 2011, where they, where the Government Accounting Office outlines exactly the scheme how U.S. employers defraud both the U.S. government and the people. But Congress simply is not going to do anything about it. The president's not doing anything about it, and you know, that led me to ask the question, why? Why won't the government protect American workers? And you have to go back into the history of these employment preference visas. And you look at 1990, when there were amendments passed and signed into law by President George Bush. Wow, these amendments created 16 visas exclusively for the use of corporations.
Now, which Bush was this? Was this Bush 1 or Bush 2?
This was Bush 1.
All right, Bush 1, okay.
Yeah, Bush 1, when he signed into law these employment preference visas, he stated, and this is in public records, so he stated that it would dramatically increase the importation of U.S. foreign workers to take the jobs of U.S. workers. That's, you know, the president speaking. And again, it's in the public record. Then you have Congress, who went along with this to strip away. And from 1995 to 2000, Congress passed three amendments to the law to strip away any and all protection for American workers. Okay, and so the question became, why or how did Congress act this way? And I found the answer. And again, public records there was a guy named Jack Abramoff who was tried in the beginning of the last decade of, you know, I think it was 2001 or 2003. I forget the exact date, but he was tried for political corruption and influence peddling.
Yes, he was a lobbyist. He was probably one of the more successful lobbyists that we've had. But go right ahead, and he I think he's getting out on parole sometime soon. Go ahead.
Yes. So, but he was tried and convicted of the felony of influence peddling, which means that he was paying money to congressmen to have them vote the way his clients wanted him to vote, and the records show that he was a lobbyist for Bill Gates, for Microsoft, and several other major, corporations. And the records show, and again, this is in testimony in a federal criminal trial, that the records showed that that he was paid, that Jack Abramoff received $80 to $100 million from Microsoft and other corporations, and he funneled that to congressmen to buy influence in Congress. $100 million to buy their vote. And it was successful because Congress passed these three amendments to the immigration code that completely stripped away any and all protection for U.S. citizens to be safe from, you know, this onslaught of foreign immigrants being brought in to replace them. And you know, then the question becomes why? Why would Congress even consider such a thing? Well, starting in 1986, there was Alan Greenspan. He was the economist to the president from Nixon to George Bush II. And he writes in his own book, Age of Turbulence, he actually brags about the fact that it was Alan Greenspan's economic policy and philosophy that the United States needed to get rid of all immigration quotas to allow the completely free inflow of foreign labor, of immigrants, to challenge American workers, specifically American middle-class workers, in order to reduce the standard of wages here in the United States.
Now, I think this is vitally important. For those of you who don't know, of course, Alan Greenspan was chairman of the Federal Reserve System from about 1986 up until about 2006, for almost 20 years. And Alan Greenspan, in his book, The Age of Turbulence, wrote about how they were going to intentionally lower the wage standards of the American workers so they could lower the living standards of the American workers. And people would say, why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Well, you have to read the Earth Charter, point 10A. Remember, this is a holy document. It's kept in something called the Ark of Hope. A is a cult counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And point 10A talks about equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. We're going to lower the standard of living in America and raise the standard of living throughout the world. I believe that's the plan. What do you think, James?
Well, I think you're right, because that's exactly what Alan Greenspan argues in his book, Age of Turbulence. He says, you know, the reason for doing this, for allowing the inflow of low-wage immigrant workers to challenge American middle class, is because of what he called income inequality. He said that there were too many poorer people in foreign countries and too many rich middle-class Americans in this country. And so, you know, that's what he argued, is to allow the low-wage scale foreign workers to come in and take over all the jobs in America.
And I think people have to understand this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And the people who are doing it know exactly what they're doing. But because they control the media, and as James has said, the media is controlled by six major corporations. Of course, that's AOL, Time Warner. They've separated, but they work together. Bertelsmann, Viacom controls CBS. Disney controls ABC. Sydney GE controlled NBC. Now they've sold it to Comcast. Comcast has 850 stations. They all have massive media empires. Chris Murdoch, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, Zondervan, the largest Christian publisher. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to Dean calling from Spokane. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment for your guest.
Right ahead.
I've applied at 25 places in Las Vegas, and I've kicked down 25 other doors in Las Vegas. I've been from Evelyn to Saratoga, from Los Altos to Santa Clara. I've actually worn a shirt and tie and polished my shoes to get a job washing dishes at the Chinese restaurant.
Hold that thought. And Dean, this is the tragedy. This is happening by accident, happening by intent. We'll be back in just a moment. Dean, you have our sympathy. And
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Which are actively encouraging the export of American jobs. Now, he's not dealing with, of course, the corporations that are being encouraged to move overseas. He's dealing with the people who are being recruited in other countries to come here legally to take jobs away from hardworking Americans, putting them off of out of work and on the welfare rolls as people come from other countries, from India and elsewhere, to take our jobs because they'll work for less. And, of course, that will raise the living standards in the other countries because they'll send their money home and lower the living standards here. And when you understand that is the objective, it all begins to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have Ted calling from Moses Lake, Washington. Ted, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, I just so enjoy your program, Dr. Stan. Just a couple of comments. I'm sure your guest knows, James knows this, but I thought I'd mention it on the air for you and your listeners, that under the H-1B-1 program, which is what the high-tech companies bring in for the computer workers to work at their high-tech companies here in the United States, after 5 years, they're legally eligible to apply for a green card, and then after another 5 years, they can legally become U.S. citizens. For Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to eliminate the quota times in India, some of those quota times are up to 20 years long. So to give you an idea, the volume of the number of people in the wings waiting for visas in Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso in Mexico, at any one time, I've been told that there are 1 million people waiting for visas to enter the United States. So if Secretary Clinton and our fabulous President Obama eliminates those quota times, we're going to have a floodgate of people pouring into the country.
Except that, of course, as they lower our living standards and impoverish the American people and lower it to the point where people can't get jobs here either, then they're going to do away with that. What they want to do is destroy the infrastructure of our society, and they're well on their way to doing it. But you're absolutely right. Right now, everybody wants to come to America. Down the line, of course, we will be as impoverished as the rest of the world. Anything else, Ted?
No, as always, a wonderful program, Dr. Stan. There's one last thing I heard 2 weeks ago that President Clinton had proposed unmanned border stations along the Mexican border. I'm sure you've heard about that. And this is a president who the media, the corporate-controlled media, touts as the, quote, jobs president, unquote. I guess it's kind of like Adolf Hitler. If you say the lie long enough and loud enough and repeat it enough, people think that it's true. It's not true.
Remember, Chris, we're guarding very carefully the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. We're guarding the border between North and South Korea, but we're not bordering not guarding the border between Mexico and the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. James, how would you respond to Ted calling from Moses Lake, Washington?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he understands exactly what's going on. You know, there's three categories of immigrants. There's the individual foreigner who's, you know, in his home country, overseas, who goes to a U.S. Embassy to apply for immigration visa or what is otherwise known as a green card. Now, some of them come over to the United States prematurely without their documentation. Those are called the illegal aliens or undocumented aliens. Then the folks who wait for 10, 15, 20 years to get fully documented, to get their green card, they come over with their green card, and those are the documented or legal aliens. But the third category, which we're talking about tonight, are the individuals who do not make application. They cannot make an application for the employment preference visa. The only entity that can make such an application is a U.S. employer who does not want to hire an American, who tries to avoid hiring an American, and so imports the immigrant to replace American workers. And they don't have to wait. Your caller was absolutely right. These folks come over instantly, within a week, and they take a job. And then within a very short period of time, they're allowed to petition the government for a green card. And they're put at the head of the line because they've come over on a preference, with a very special preference.
And what people don't understand is that this is going on all the time. Nobody's talking about it. This is why I asked James to come on to our program. You see, you're being lied to. You're not being told about the fact there is a master plan. It's in the Earth Charter. It's been described as the new Ten Commandments for the world. It's kept in the Ark of Hope. The elite understand it. The common people don't, because they're not supposed to. The purpose? Destroy the infrastructure of our nation. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 464-8295.
Let us swear allegiance to one.
Well, James, we appreciate so much your being willing to come on. What sort of response are you getting as you talk on other radio stations about this? Or are you having the opportunity to get on many other stations to talk about this very important issue?
No, I had a good response from, for want of a better word, the smaller radio station. No, that's not even true. I've been on some very large radio stations such as this, but I've not been able to get right into the print media except for one example. Computer World has done some extensive stories on this. I've not been able to get into anywhere on the TV because they simply won't have it. You know, for example, Lou Dobbs, who was an anchor man with CNN, very respected journalist, was focusing in on this issue, and then CNN fired him because of that, and so he's gone. From the radio segment of the media, I've gotten good response, and the listeners have all given me very good response.
Well, I think that the average American, when they begin to realize what's happening, that the unemployment levels are not happening by accident. The corporations are not moving overseas by accident. They're being actively encouraged. They're being to move overseas. They're being punished for staying here. Who would continue producing in the United States when you have to pay 35% corporate tax here in the United States and no corporate tax overseas? Why do they do this? Because the real agenda is, of course, to destroy the industrial base of our society. We have a very, very strong, effective society, and there are people who really do want to destroy this. If you doubt it, look in Zimbabwe today. Before it fell under the auspices of Henry Kissinger, it was a vibrant, successful, prosperous society, and Henry Kissinger intentionally, maliciously, and viciously destroyed that tragic nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Otto. Our telephone number, if you would like to call in, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. James, you have a website or any other contact information you would like to get out?
Yes, I have a website. It's lawofficeofjamesaotto.com. That's lawofficeofjamesaotto.com.
All right, fine. And you are a practicing attorney?
Yes, I'm a practicing attorney. I handle only civil rights action. And presently, my big case, if you will, is I'm suing on behalf of some 22 other individuals. Some 22 individuals. I'm suing Molina Healthcare Incorporated and Cognizant Technology Solutions because Molina, which is a U.S. corporation, decided they didn't want to hire any more Americans, and Cognizant is what is known as a body shop. Their sole purpose is to import immigrants and then give them to or sell them to U.S. employers. And that's all they do is import. And so that's what happened to my clients is that they were replaced by foreigners and they experienced, the same, they realized that the foreigners were brought over and needed to be trained. And so the American workers are forced to train their own replacement. And this isn't unique to my case in Long Beach, California. All of the places I've named and every place I didn't name and that I've heard of, all those U.S. employers bring over immigrants who do not know what they're doing, who are not competent to handle the job, and Americans are forced to train their own replacements before the American gets fired. So that's happening all across this country, and virtually every major corporation is participating.
And the fact that you're not hearing about this, ladies and gentlemen, simply reflects the degree of control that exists over the mass media. Well, if you know stories about people who are unemployed or lost their jobs or have had to actually train the replacements, Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you're welcome your calls. Our guest, of course, is James Otto, who is a civil rights attorney and, of course, is trying to get this message out across America. But there is a definite agenda. What is happening, of course, is suddenly unconscionable when President Obama tells us that the level of unemployment is dropping and more people are getting jobs. But if you look at the statistics, the unemployment levels are dropping, but less people are working. How can that be? Well, the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure. These figures come out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You need to know how these are prepared. One of the best sources of information is John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, and we recommend that source. He's right on top of this. He's a professional economist. Well, I find that most of the people who are from our point of view who are writing about the tragic events that are unfolding will use John Williams' statistics, and I found them to be incredibly reliable. And basically what the government does, what the Bureau of Labor Statistics do, is they give you the U2 or U3 unemployment statistics. But if you get to the U6 unemployment statistics, and certainly you, of course, prepare them and evaluate them the same way they did 20 years ago, you find that the current level of unemployment and underemployment is well over 23%. Well, let's go to Bill. Bill is calling from the great state of Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Pretty good. The unemployment statistics are a lie because you turn on the National Public Radio and they give you this 8%, and the people's voices deliberately sound cheerful and they're making jokes, and everybody that I've talked to, you know, they get it, they go on interviews, but you know, every time they go on an interview there's 10 to 15 candidates for the job, so beating the odds. And then, you know, they are really just hiding the fact that they have gutted the United States, and that's really all there is to say about it. But what are you supposed to do? Try to rely on the government for a job? Who wants government jobs? Because all of those just end up being police state jobs.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say, Bill?
I'm just saying how the United States is devolving.
Oh, well, I think we share your views. James, what would you like to say to Bill, who's calling us? What part of Washington are you from, Bill?
I'm from the area of Northwest, Pacific Northwest.
Northwest Washington?
Yeah.
Certainly up then by Fort Townsend or what?
Eastern Washington.
Oh, you're from Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Do you have any thoughts for Bill before we let him go, James?
Yeah, I would say, you know, you understand what's going on, but in ingrained in your comment was the question, you know, what can we do? And I would say, you know, talk to people. Talk to everybody you can. Tell them what you've heard on this station. Tell them to, you know, to look at in the internet or to go to my website. There are about 12 other websites that from organizations that talk about this issue. Bright Futures Job out of Chicago, Programmers Guild out of New Jersey. So we've got to start spreading the word among ourselves, among the people, you know, who are actually living this tragedy. And maybe eventually there will be somebody who will take action. Students, you know, the student unions at your local colleges, I think would be a very, very nice place or a fruitful place to start spreading the word, because students, just like the other more mature, I guess, or more grown adults, are suffering the same fate as we are, because these employment preferences are affecting them, directly affecting students, because Congress passed two programs called the OPT and CPT program, which allow U.S. corporations to go on campus and hire students to work for them and, hire foreign students only, okay? So Congress passed a law that says U.S. corporations could hire a foreign student only to work for them. And this is a major change because foreign students are somebody who comes over on a student visa is not supposed to work in the United States. But Congress changed that so U.S. corporations could hire a foreign student. It gives foreign students a preference to the U.S. corporations because U.S. corporations do not pay for Social Security taxes, do not pay overtime pay. They don't pay benefits to foreign workers. And so for them to get a student at even lower wages, put them on a full-time schedule to replace an American, is a big, big deal. The cost savings, the major cost savings to U.S. corporations. But what happens is these students now displace American students because nobody wants to hire an American student anymore. And that's why we're hearing why American graduate students are not finding jobs in this economy, the students are facing the same harsh economic realities as their parents because, everybody's being replaced by a foreigner. And that's the news you got to get out to students because students have the time to talk about this and they, besides their studies, but they do have, they're also very active on the internet with Facebook or Twitter.
And the other thing is, of course, that the students, the young people, are the ones who are backing Congressman Ron Paul, who's trying to expose a lot of this. He may not be talking on this specific issue, but he's certainly pointing out, certainly, that we're not getting the truth in the media. And, of course, what we're seeing, these immigration policies are policies exactly the opposite from our Constitution, where we're actually rewarding companies to go overseas. Well, we need our tariffs, or we need our strong protection for our products. We don't need the rest of the world. We can survive very well on our own. They say, we have to have exports. Ladies and gentlemen, why we allow China, we allow Korea, we allow countries throughout the world to discriminate against our exports, as, of course, then we do not discriminate against theirs. And this is why we have the massive trade deficits running into about $500 billion a year. We never used to have trade deficits like that. We have them now, not by accident, but by intent. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're told, why if we had tariffs, why we would not be exporting, we'd have massive trade deficits. Ladies and gentlemen, we have massive trade deficits because we're not protecting our industries. Bill, anything before we let you go?
I was just going to say that they're already using, there's something called the Ship Rider Program, and basically this whole phenomenon of internationalizing the economy is also occurring on the borders because the security perimeter agreement they're already having on policing the waters, the Canadian, the Mexican, and the American military are already riding together, or it might be police, but it's one or the other, but it's called the Ship Rider Program, and they're giving jurisdiction for Mexican police to arrest in the United States and for Canadians to likewise. So they're already setting this up.
It's all part of the globalist program. You're absolutely right, and our leader's real loyalty is not to the United States, but to this dream, this age-old dream of a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. God bless you, Bill. Thanks very much for calling. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is James Otto, who is talking about the trade policies that are actually leading, of course, to the loss of American jobs. And the fact that they're bringing in people on these H-1B visas, they're recruiting them throughout the world. And, of course, they are being used illegally to replace American workers, but this fact is being actually covered up. How many people come in every year? How many of these people do we have in America today, James, on the H-1B visas?
Well, H-1B is one of 16 employment preference visas, and I guess it's the most popular name among all of them. But to answer your question, how many? Again, referring back to the statistics of Department of Homeland Security, that those records, whose records end in 2010, they haven't published their 2011 numbers yet, but from 2007 to 2010, U.S. corporations imported over 8.4 million immigrants to take U.S. jobs. So we know that much is going on. And these numbers, the 8.4 million, don't even include the numbers for a B1 category. The B1 category is for somebody who just wants to come over for a real short visit, for maybe a long weekend or a week to go to a convention, to go to a seminar, just to come into the country and leave for a specific event. But we know that these body shops and U.S. corporations are abusing even that visa because there's a lawsuit going on in Alabama right now where a gentleman was a U.S. worker who was employed by one of these body shops to send out letters of invitation to foreigners to say, come on over for this seminar. Well, he discovered that these letters of invitation were all fraudulent. There were no seminars. The foreign worker would come over based on these letters under a B1 category, but then stay for 9 to 12 to 2 years, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years, and do work full time. That's clearly illegal. And so now, there was supposed to be, so now there's this lawsuit and the Department of Justice, was asked to investigate it, but the Department of Justice is not investigating it. So it's just going to go by the wayside. And then whatever happens with the lawsuit, we'll find out later. But, we may not even find out. They'll probably settle that lawsuit with a confidentiality clause, which means nobody could talk about it. So, that's what's going on as far as the numbers. We know for a fact that over 8.4 million immigrants came to this country during the time of our depression, when over 13 million, I think it was 13.4 million Americans lost their jobs and were replaced by these immigrants because even during that recession, U.S. corporations continued to make money. And by 2009 had returned to record profitability, and 2010 was even a better year for them, and 2011 was even better. And the question, the economic question is, how does a corporation continue to make record profits if they don't have the employees to sell the services or to make the goods? Okay, so the answer is, of course, the corporations did have employees. They were just the immigrants being imported to take away U.S. jobs.
And this, of course, is very, very carefully concealed from the average American. And people do not understand that, of course, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these great corporations working in concert with the banks and with the media, certainly are not allowing the American people to understand what is really taking place. But let's go to Ted, who's calling right now from Moses Lake, Washington. Oh, we're running out of time, but let's see if we can. Hi, Ted, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Real quick comment, Dr. Stan. I know of Border Patrol agents here in Eastern Washington who've been specifically told by their superiors not to enforce the labor laws when they run across illegal workers because they said it's not a priority. Their job is to go out and catch illegal aliens that commit serious crimes. But I thought you should. I didn't know whether James knew this or not. But if you try to get workers arrested for working illegally, most of the time the Border Patrol agents will look the other way, and that's because they've been told to look the other way.
I'm sure that is true, and I think it's vitally important that people understand that we are not enforcing our laws. There are people in Washington, D.C. who do not want to enforce our immigration laws. Certainly the people trying to enforce our laws down along the border, everything is being done to discourage it. Because the people who are really in charge have a hatred for America, and their desire is to destroy us from within. James, would you have any reply at all for Ted from Moses Lake?
Only that I totally agree.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported. We've got all sorts of four-tape sets. We've got a four-tape set on immigration. We need to understand that what is happening is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. It's part of a much larger plan. It's called Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development. We have a syllabus called Sustainable Development. It contains the information on the Georgia Guidestones, where part of this agenda is laid out, on the Earth Charter, where the agenda is laid out, a summary of something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where some of this is laid out. And then we have, of course, Agenda 21, published by the United Nations. They're all available from Radio Liberty. by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a talk called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. And really, it's all about establishing world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world and 800 to 900 military bases. It's all about using America's financial and military power to bring about a world dictatorship. And the average American has no idea what's really going on. So we hope you'll get our material. That's Sustainable Development Syllabus, the talk on DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, and then, of course, our four-tape set on sustainable development. And then, of course, we get a wonderful new book by Orlean Coulomb, by Stealth and Deception. We have her new book on the smart meter. Smart meters are simply part of this. We got a great four-tape set on smart meters. Simply one small part of this whole program. Another smart part is, of course, population control. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. They really do tend to kill off most of the people in the world. They've already killed off 2 billion people since the beginning of the last century. They're killing off a million or more every day. They intend to kill billions more, not simply with abortion, euthanasia, but with cancer and their treatments for cancer, and they're suppressing them. With new diseases, which they are creating, biological diseases, by poisoning our food, by poisoning our air, by poisoning the water we drink. And if you don't know that the fluoride or the hydrofluorosilicic acid that they put into our water, the hydrofluorosilicic acid contains arsenic and lead and polonium-220. And, of course, with that product in our drinking water, why, of course, that's aimed specifically at the blacks because it, for some reason, genetic reason, why they get a 6 times increase in the level of lead in their blood. And whites, it's only doubles. In blacks, it goes up 6 times. And a direct correlation between criminal activity and the level of lead in the blood and whether or not this is included in the water supply. Fluoridated water, fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. All this is verified by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth and his work, which is available from Radio Liberty, and nobody in America will talk about it. They're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning the American people and people throughout the world. And, of course, we're going to have another great war. It's coming very soon. War, pestilence, famine, all means of limiting the population. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our program 24 hours a day on the Internet, and it's by shortwave and by telephone, satellite. And we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Radio show. Thank you for joining us today, 22 February 2012. It is Wednesday. Oh boy, we're going to have a continuation of the discussion we had yesterday, and you don't want to miss it. I'm serious. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a show we waited to do for a long time. We're going to be having the issues of the IRS brought forward because there are so many rumors, so many patriot fantasies, sometimes people call them, so many issues within the IRS that we don't have answers to, that we decided to get answers from a couple of our, a couple of guests. And joining us will be, as we had yesterday, the introduction of this subject, Ralph Winterode from Alaska, who does legal research, and he's been doing it for years and years, ever since he got his own ox gored. He had the largest telecommunications company in Alaska, and then he got his ox gored by the